8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, you know, this is the first weekend that baseball has been played that I didn't have to work baseball in 3 weeks.
Really?
The All-Star break doesn't count. No games played.
Because everybody's off.
Right. Yeah, I just thought about that today. What am I going to do tonight?
Well, you can still watch some baseball.
Is the Pope Catholic?
I think so.
He's a White Sox baseball.
By the way, did you hear the rumor about there's some people suggesting that the White Sox are now stealing signs and doing something differently as they've started to hit the hell out of the baseball? It's like things finally get going good and now someone's accusing you of cheating. I think it's going to be interesting, though, Rob, when we start taking a look at all the different things that could happen around this trade deadline. But anyway, we'll get to that.
No doubt. It's going to be an interesting week. Now, Baltimore Ravens, do you see a world in which you got some free agency, some young players coming up on contracts, not free agents? Do you think any of these guys get an extension before September the 7th when they kick it off in Buffalo?
I mean, I hope so. I'd like to see Likely get extended. And I know there's other people when we start looking at some of these players. We talked about Kyle Hamilton. When you have all three of your tight ends coming up at the same time, now this team does draft extremely well in finding good tight ends to come here. Mm-hmm. So in the offseason and you get into the draft, you could essentially draft some guys to replace. But I don't know that they let Likely hit the open market, because I think at worst he ends up with a franchise or some sort of transition tag.
Right.
I think that gets done, but I'd rather see it get done sooner than later, personally.
Yeah, me too.
I think that kid's special, man.
I do too. I told you. I think he's the second biggest freak on the offense.
Yeah.
I do. I think he's the – you got Lamar Jackson.
What do you mean, like Christian Wilkins freaky or no?
No. I ain't going to put that out on the man. No. Because I can only imagine what that dude did. You're that talented, and they just let you walk. See you.
Was he doing like – look, I know we've said this before. There's WIPIPO humor, white people humor. Right. There's a difference. My buddy Larry and I, we talk about this because he'll go to a movie that we're all laughing our ass off and he'll just look at me and go, "There's white people here. I don't get it." But like we as a group, and I'm not saying everybody does this, we do some weird out of pocket stuff to one another all the time. A lot of ball busting, a lot of things that can go too far, at least in my inner circle. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering what he could have, like they said, whatever he did was so out of pocket that they had to release him. And he's a good player. He's a really good player.
Yeah. So. See, you know how you got white people humor?
Mm-hmm.
There's certain things that you do to black men and you get voted off the island.
Oh, I'll never forget when I was playing.
I think he did one of those things and got voted off the island.
I was playing at the YMCA and I didn't know any of these guys. We were playing basketball. And so they had, you have to shoot for teams. Uh-huh. And so the first five that make it and the next five that make it are on. So I get on and we're talking about, I said, well, what do we do to make sure that we know who's on our team? Do you guys want to play tops and bottoms? And the guy was like, tops and bottoms? I said, yeah, like one of us wears our tops, the other wears our bottoms. That way we know who's on our team. And the guy's looking at me, goes, you serious? I'm like, no, man, of course I'm not serious. We would rather be bottoms. No, but like messing with people that it's not in their wheelhouse. Like I feel like my friends and I, they act gay all the time. Like everything is something that's just off the charts gay. And it doesn't matter how far it goes. Well, it does, because there's been some incidents where it's like, hey, we might have to talk to HR if we can find them. Do we have it with our friends? But I'm just like, to get released, he had to do something where he was touching somebody
else. If you're in a community with a lot of black dudes, that doesn't fly.
No, because you notice it in the group where they're like,
yeah.
What's wrong with you?
It just doesn't fly, man. It just doesn't. You get voted off the island.
My favorite thing to do is when I owe somebody money on Venmo, when I send the payment, it's always like kissing lessons or like whatever. And I send it to my one friend. He goes, don't you ever put that on there again. And I said, since you told me that, what you're getting every time now.
Joe's over there thinking, why do I put this rundown together? These guys just do whatever the hell they want to do. Talk about whatever.
You don't know, Joe. This is just this is a grid.
As it's just a guideline.
Oh, Jeremy wasn't there for that meeting.
You can change it up however you want, unless I don't like it. Jeremy, then I'm going to yell at you.
Jeremy was not there for that meeting, Joe. Don't bring that up.
Just a guideline.
Oh, my gosh. 410-583-1057 is the number.
What are you talking about, Joe? We talked about whatever you said in the segment. We both said
it's true. You did.
Extended.
Kyle Hamilton, what does his contract look like?
How much did he get paid?
Yeah.
I think he has to become the highest paid safety in the league. Because I think he's more than a safety.
I think Kyle Hamilton gets extended before the season.
He's going to get paid, too.
I think he gets extended before the season.
Again, that's when, like, do you remember when we, like, the
base. Lamar restructures and Kyle gets paid.
The base defense we had, a lot of people ran, was the 4-3. There were certain teams that ran the 3-4.
Right.
And then more and more teams started to go to either a hybrid defense and mixing it up or playing a 3-4. And then the questions arose with, are you getting paid as a linebacker or defensive end when you're an outside linebacker in a 3-4? Which, they deserve to get paid as defensive ends because most of them are pass rushers. And I think each and every one, you look at it uniquely and kind of say, this is what they should get. The franchise thing, whatever position you're in, you're at the top five of it. They just have to decide what you are. With Kyle Hamilton, I mean, he does everything.
Yeah.
So I feel like he, without a shadow of a doubt, has to be the highest safety paid safety in the league. I wouldn't be surprised if he got close to cornerback money.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go out to Essex and get Ed. What's up, Ed?
Hi, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Well.
Look, I'm a big Ravens fan, but I thought you'd want to know this. I happened to listen to your station yesterday afternoon, and the host of the show, he didn't even have – there's five teams he has ahead of the Ravens. He didn't even have them getting into the Super Bowl. He has the Rams, the 49ers, the Chiefs, the Bills, and Eagles.
Rams and 49ers? The 49ers don't know what's going on with their own roster.
And the Rams quarterback's not even healthy right now.
I'm not arguing.
No. I know you're not arguing. I can go with him saying he doesn't think they're getting to the Super Bowl. I can go with that. But to not have them as a top five team and the two back end teams, if you think the Eagles are better, okay. They would have just won the Super Bowl. If you think the Chiefs are better, the Ravens can't beat them in the postseason. If you think the Bills are better, they beat the Ravens in the postseason. I can listen to that. But having the 49ers and the Rams ahead of them?
I don't know. I can't speak to it. I didn't hear the show. And like, I've said this before. You call in talking about other shows. I don't know what to tell you if I wasn't listening. I don't even know if you're telling me the truth. You know, like, again, like, some of that stuff seems weird. And when you hear, like, I talked about, who was it? Old Testament face, Nick Wright on Fox Sports. And when he was talking about the Chiefs have a better roster than the Ravens and the Ravens got worse than last year. And I'm like, what did they lose that made them worse than last year with all the things they've gained? Like, these asshats that are just talking heads on. I feel like they write stuff or say stuff just to get you to retweet it or talk about it. Like, Dove Kleiman's been doing it now, where he'll list some player that nobody knows of, and he's like, the Eagles are cooking in the offseason, just to get people to talk about it so you get your engagements and mentions. You say something out of pocket, people talk about it, and then it helps you with the algorithm on Twitter. Now, I don't know if you have to drink for that one.
I don't have any drink over here.